So here's the truth. During the newborn period, especially during the first 1 to 2 weeks, there isn't much you can do or should do in regards to your baby's sleep. There, I said it, guys. Take the pressure off. At this point, you are likely reading everything, right? And listening to everyone around you and trying to retain as much baby sleep information as you can. And I am here to tell you guys to enjoy your baby and don't worry about breaking any rules about sleep. Your baby isn't even biologically capable of understanding the concept of night and day yet. In those first few weeks, focus on getting the hang of feeding your baby, whose tiny stomachs can hold enough milk to keep your baby full for just a few hours, and making sure your baby stays rested. Relax, you guys. Don't worry about routines or have any expectations that your baby should be sleeping through the night right away. Is your baby sleeping through the night yet? It's the first question you're being asked right now, right? It makes sense that new parents everywhere think their baby should be sleeping through the night by the end of the first month and expect that sleep routines will be established quickly. All you have to do is do a quick Google search and you'll read a lot of confusing and even contradictory information on what to expect from newborns. Saying all of this, there are some things that you can do. There are steps to get your baby off on the right track, but more on that soon. This period of lost sleep isn't permanent, and soon you'll be able to take the steps to help your baby towards healthy sleep habits. But first, let's understand your newborn's biological clock. Before we dive deeper into what to expect during the first few weeks and months of your baby's life, I want to explain an important dimension to your baby's sleep patterns: circadian rhythms. Because it can take months for a baby's own internal clock to mature, I tell parents that it's difficult to start sleep training before 4 months of age. Sleep patterns develop over time. As your baby gets older, into his second and third month, his biological clock and nervous system will mature, making the development of routines and the process of self-soothing much easier. In the meantime, during the first 3 months before your baby's internal rhythms develop, there are small steps that you can take to make setting those clocks easier. Most of all, your main job is to make sure that your baby is as well rested as possible. It's during the fourth trimester new parents really need to take the pressure off and rein in your expectations. And that's a lot of what we are going to talk about in this module. So let's go through some common mistakes that new parents make. One, they start too soon, right? This is probably the biggest mistake we see new parents make. You're doing all the reading and listening to everyone's advice, and you think that what many are recommending or sharing with you needs to be applied right away. The first thing I tell new parents with babies who are in the fourth trimester is to take the pressure off. Have you noticed that I've said that a lot? This is to make you guys feel better, right? Take the pressure off and understand that whatever is happening now can always be undone later. There are no rules during the fourth trimester. And up until 4 months of age, it's at that point that you can really start to take control. The only thing you should be focusing on is keeping baby consistently fed, so working on a healthy feeding relationship with your baby, and consistently rested, even if it means you have to do it for the baby and rock or feed baby to sleep. And we're gonna get more into that, okay? So hang tight. The second mistake that we see parents make is inconsistent and unsafe sleep spaces. I can't talk about safe sleep enough, especially at this age. As a sleep professional, I can only recommend the safest sleep environment for your baby, and that is having baby sleep alone in their crib and on their backs. I explain about that in lesson 2, the sleep environment. While there aren't too many rules at this stage, this is one of the top ones. Once a safe sleep space has been established, we want to keep it consistent for both naps and night sleep so that your baby begins to feel safe and secure in their crib, whether their crib is in your room or their own. Another mistake that we see parents make is keeping baby up so that baby sleeps longer and longer. You guys, I am guilty of this. When my first daughter was born, I thought logically, if I keep her up all day and put her to bed super late, it will mean she'll sleep better throughout the night and wake up later in the morning. We all know that that's not right. If you've done your research, you'll know that sleep equals sleep. And biologically, the better rested your baby is going down to bed at night, the more consolidated sleep will become, and that will actually push out that morning wake time as well. Mistake number four is extending wake phases between sleep phases. So what I mean by that is, going back to there are no rules during this stage, there are a few, okay? One, safe sleep space always. And two, we have to watch that you aren't stretching out your baby's awake phases between naps and bedtime too long, where now you might be dealing with an overstimulated and overtired child. This is another mistake I see parents make far too often. So let me start off by saying it could be biologically impossible to have your fourth trimester baby on a consistent routine. You can't expect set wake times, nap times, and even bedtimes in those first 4 months. And I'll explain that more throughout this program. You can, however, make sure that you aren't stretching your baby's awake time too long and keeping them awake for too long between sleep phases. You may be only looking at 1 to 1.5 hours of being awake between naps. Babies in the fourth trimester can become overstimulated very easily as their nervous system is still developing. Overstimulation leads to overtiredness, as it's difficult to put down an overstimulated baby. Making sure that wakeful lengths aren't being stretched out too long can help you catch those drowsy windows, making your baby accept sleep a lot easier. So, we talked a lot about overstimulation. Let's talk a little bit about overstimulation and crying.
Hi, I'm Alana McGinn, founder of Goodnight Sleep Site, and this was just a small part of one of my audio lessons in my Do It At Your Own Pace sleep programs. All lessons in our online sleep programs have full audio lessons where I'm explaining each step of the way so that I'm able to come along with you throughout the process. It's an affordable solution for parents who want the plan, who want the exact schedules, methods, and solutions to help your child sleep better for your child's specific age. For this full audio lesson and all audio lessons in this program, including your newborn sleep guide filled with fourth trimester sleep schedules and methods, including my signature sun up and sun down routine, click the link below to get started. I've been working with families to help their babies, toddlers, children, teens, and adults sleep better since 2007. I'm here to tell you that you're not alone in your sleep struggles. We've helped thousands of parents going through the same sleep issues that you are, and I tell you that to help you feel better in knowing that you're not alone. Reach out or find out more information at goodnightsleepsite.com.